I'm John Batchelor, Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host. And we're very welcoming Brandon Weicker, a man who is going to help me understand TikTok. What I do not know is what the vulnerability is of the United States to Chinese bad actors through TikTok, though I can pick up the drift from a headline in the Washington Post after confrontation between the CEO of TikTok and members of Congress. House panel grilled TikTok CEO for 5 hours about apps' ties to China. Brandon, a very good evening to you. Grilling for 5 hours is generally associated with crime novels. So what is the suspicion? What are the details? What is TikTok? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John, and thank you for having me. And hello again, Gordon. It's a pleasure to be here. The bottom line is that TikTok is more than just another social media app. TikTok is a giant data aggregation collection unit for the People's Liberation Army, China's military, as well as an influence operation designed by the Chinese government to undermine and sap the vitality of our youth. And it's working like a charm. And I think the reason that this encounter between the TikTok CEO and Congress went on for 5 hours was because finally people are waking up to the fact that this is more than just a social media app. It is truly designed for perfidious reasons. It is not meant to augment or better or even just to entertain our society. It is meant to fundamentally change neuronal pathways of our young people. And it is also meant, as I noted, to basically gather as much personal data on as many Americans as possible, input it into the growing database that China is building. And from there, China will then be able to create all kinds of psychological methods to undermine the United States using that database, figuring out what makes us tick. And I think Congress is waking up to the fact. And also, very important thing to note, the TikTok CEO, his dialect, he was speaking. I spoke to somebody who's Chinese, and they said that his defenders keep saying, oh, he's Singaporean, but his dialect is actually that of mainland China. He's an educated Singaporean with what sounds like an American education, coming from a higher class Chinese background, which means that he's probably connected very heavily to the Chinese Communist Party, which also does not bode well for us with this app.
Gordon, you have a question for Brandon.
Brandon, you mentioned that TikTok is intended to change the neural pathways of Americans. I gather what you mean by that is that they intend to influence Americans through basically amplifying propaganda. If you can go into a little bit about that, because I think that that is also important and perhaps more important than the surveillance of data.
Right. I think you're right. And actually, also, when I say neuronal pathways, you know, as you know, I've taught, young people, I've taught high school age students, I've taught college age students. And we see this increasingly where the cell phone and social media app usage, specifically TikTok, has created an abundance of psychological disorders. We're seeing reports coming out about these weird tics coming out of young women who have spent too much time on TikTok, psychological disorders forming. So it isn't even just a national security effect. It's a psychological problem that's being generated by these algorithms. And then you go into the manipulation of our perception for a national security threat. I think that 100% you're correct. You see now people are so dependent on this this app for entertainment and for communication that now the Chinese can actually insert subliminally or even directly messaging that would influence the way a majority of young Americans view China or something that China's doing, or view, hey, maybe get people to think maybe Taiwan is part of China. And so it's fundamentally changing scientifically. It's biologically changing the psyche of young people, making them less healthy. And it's also manipulating people by making them think that maybe China isn't that bad. And just look right now, I don't know if you go on TikTok. I actually went on to see all of these things that are being created by pro TikTok users where they take vignettes of the TikTok CEO's speech to Congress, and they are trying to make him look like A, an aggrieved victim, or B, that he really showed them and he really showed the Americans how stupid they are. And that's now being perpetuated to something like 165 million users. And a lot of young people, because it's funny and because it makes this guy look good, a lot of young people in America who don't know any better are now being programmed to think, hey, America's government is in the wrong on this and TikTok should be defended.
Brandon, accepting everything of the threat and of the malevolence, can it be banned?
Well, I think it could be. I think it should be. I don't know why we're not.
As in able to. Can you
ban? You mean legally?
No. Can you ban it?
Certainly. India showed us the way.
Can you ban the internet? Things we see with sanctions, you can beat them. We see with the Great Wall of China, you can beat it. So can, as in are you able to? If you want to.
I think if you want to, yes, I think you can. And I think India showed us the way. India banned TikTok 3 years ago in 2019. And I'm sorry, 4 years ago. And they have not had any deleterious impacts to their society or to their psyche. In fact, their young people are probably healthier from it. And certainly they're more secure now from Chinese information operations. And furthermore, if we ban it and if it's such a popular app here, what's to stop an American firm or even a Canadian firm from creating an alternative to it that's not going to have the kind of back doors for the regime in Beijing to exploit? And I think that's the hope that we have in the ban TikTok side, which is that something innovation will step forward if we ban the Chinese app and someone will fill that gap who isn't as nefarious.
So we're not going to have an episode like Prohibition. You know, we ban drinking and of course it accelerates.
No, because I don't think the goal is to ban all of social media. Well, some of us might be okay with that, but I don't think that's the goal of the government or the goal of anybody seriously talking about this. I think the goal is specific to this program of TikTok and the way that it manipulates people and the way that it uses its algorithm to basically manage America's perceptions for things like, I don't want to say thought control, but certainly perception management.
Gordon, you have a question.
So, Brandon, I understand John's concern that it's difficult politically to ban TikTok, but it seems to me that in view of the obvious national security threats, if we don't ban it, then essentially we have made a decision not to defend our own country. And this seems to me like a do or die moment.
Right. And again, there's a lot of opportunity for an American firm to step in if we do. And more importantly, that'd be akin to saying we should have let Tokyo Rose in World War II continue to broadcast here because, hey, she has a right to speak, doesn't she? Don't we believe in free speech? We've determined in what was the case? This is basic, you know, civics. What was it? Schenck v. United States, where there are limits to free speech. And therefore, there should also be limits to what social media apps from foreign countries that are rivals, such as China, are allowed to operate here. And we know for a fact that TikTok is part of ByteDance, which is, you know, part of the Chinese government, and the Chinese government has pioneered perception management and using these as non-kinetic tools to wage information war directly on the American people, specifically on America's youth, who the Chinese recognize will be their number one challenger going forward. And right now, they want our youth to be as divided and stupid and distracted as possible so that their youth can beat us in the long run.
Brandon, quickly, 20 seconds.
Yeah.
If Congress moves, what's a timeline? When would it be banished?
Well, I would hope immediately. I'm 6 months to a year. I don't actually know the timeline, but hopefully within the next year, because this is going to get a lot worse and it's going to get a lot more serious if we don't stop it. And it'll be worse if we let an American company run TikTok for TikTok in the countries. That just means the American company's now been co-opted.
Brandon,
we don't want that to happen either.
Brandon Weikert, author of Winning Space, How America Remains a Superpower. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.